Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. To bring your attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. We can go for days and weeks without food or water, but only for moments without the breath, and yet we're so sometimes unconscious of its beauty, of its value, of its necessity. So as we take 3 deep breaths, let us be conscious, as Job reminds us, that it is the Spirit of God that has made us. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives us life. Breathe in, know the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and take in the life-giving, energizing breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly. As we take our second deep breath in, let us bring our attention into our heart space, into the sanctuary of the soul. Breathe in. Hold. Gently, slowly. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be conscious and intentional that for the next 9 or 10 minutes, be truly present and communing with the source within, the ground of being, the divine beloved. Breathe in. Hold. Gently, slowly. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 47 for Psalms for Praying, An Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Mill. Clap you hands, people of all nations. Acclaim the Creator with joyful songs. Rejoice in the beauty of diversity. The Beloved of our hearts is mighty, reigning over all creation, the lands, sea, and air. Love consciousness invites all people to co-creation, the nations to peace. Love consciousness is our heritage, our birthright, to be awakened in every soul. Let the love you are sing praises with loud acclamation. Join the cosmic dance of celebration. Sing praises to the Creator. Sing praises to the Beloved. Sing praises one and all. For love consciousness created the universe. Let us dance to the flute and the harp. Love consciousness hovers over the nations, awaiting our awakening to love. May the leaders of all nations gather as one, choosing to walk in peace. For earth is made of love and light. Abandoning ourselves to your will, we can choose the path of healing. We sing songs of gratitude for Earth, our home, to you, O great healer, life of our lives. Divine Beloved, ground of being, infinite Creator, source of all that is, thou who art beyond all names, the great mystery. As we consciously come into communion with you this morning, we give thanks for all that is. We give thanks for all that has been. And we give thanks for all that is yet to be. Sometimes we are so caught up in the busyness of life and living, we forget to take a moment and just give thanks. To just give thanks for whatever is happening in the moment. To give thanks for all that we have and all that we are blessed with. For the bed that we slept in, for our beautiful homes, for the food that we eat, for the family and friends that love us. Too often we take for granted and forget just to give thanks. So this morning, we're just taking a moment to allow our hearts to be filled with and express the deep, deep gratitude we have for life and for living. To express deep, deep gratitude for your presence that renews, that restores, that replenishes. To offer up gratitude for the realization of the freedoms that we have as women living in this country, when so many women across the globe do not have them. We're in deep gratitude for our lives, for everything that is unfolding, for sometimes we think that we have so much going on and we're so overwhelmed with it all that we forget how there are others with lives more challenging, more difficult, more harsh than that which is troubling us at the moment. So we give thanks that in all of this we know that we're always one with you, always one with your presence, always one with your grace. We're so grateful for this truth. For our teacher said, if you will know the truth will set you free. So in this freedom of knowing who we are and whose we are, we can go forth and be the loving expressions that you created us to be. In this truth and in this awareness, we can truly be the vessels and conduits for love. In this truth, in this awareness, we can step up, step forth, and be all that you created us to be. O divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, our hearts are filled with gratitude. Gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. Sometimes we forget to just take a moment and say thank you. We know that you do not judge. Therefore, you are not holding or withholding anything from us or against us. We're simply seeking to grow in our awareness, in our consciousness, in our expression of truth. O divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, we hold in our hearts at this time. For those who are in hospitals or hospices, in homes that are in need of a healing touch. We know that yours is the deathless self-existence alive in every cell and particle of our being. So we speak this word for those and for those that are in countries where they do not have access to hospitals and doctors and nurses. We speak this word for the healing for those that are traveling, for refugees seeking a better life. We speak this word for those that are dealing with natural disasters. We speak this word for those that are homeless without place to rest or shelter. We speak this word who are suffering from starvation. We speak this word for all that is happening across our globe at this time. When we feel overwhelmed with the sense of all that is happening, we come to you and surrender it all, knowing that you know what to do and how to do it. In this surrender we trust. In this surrender we rest. In this surrender we are grateful. And so it is. Amen. Take a deep breath in. and repeat after me our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Out.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Take a deep breath in. Allow these words to resonate within your being. I wish you a very blessed and beautiful Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we come together again once more on Sunday for Rev. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection.